This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, and once again, it's the Visit Isle of Wight show. We can't believe how quickly it's come around once again, and we just can't get enough of those beautiful sounds of the Isle of Wight. And we hope, if you're listening on the mainland or abroad, you're going to be coming to visit us very, very soon. There's a sound of Quar Abbey there. But we're very excited to have Anthea Parker in the studio with us. Welcome, Anthea.
Thank you.
Anthea, we're delighted that you're here because you came last year to talk about the Isle of Wight Literary Festival, which is going to be happening in October. I think it's the 12th to the 15th of October.
Yes, that's right.
And we went last year after you'd been in the studio. And wow, what a wonderful festival it is. You are the programme director, and it's wonderful how many superb authors you bring over to the island.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Can you tell people at home a little bit about what the Literary Festival's about and who's going to be coming this year?
Well, the Literary Festival takes place over about 3.5 days, from the Thursday afternoon to the Sunday evening. And we have a lot of talks and interviews and panel events. And we have a jazz evening on the Friday and on the Saturday. And the aim is to try and have a really diverse programme, something for everybody, and to do minority interest events as well as hugely popular events.
Well, I'm looking at the programme here, and you've got some really, really interesting people that I want to see. Simon Heffer,
yes,
for example, is coming over. There's quite a lot of a sort of a political theme, isn't there? Because Lord Howard's going to be on a panel with Polly Toynbee. And, I mean, I know you don't have fireworks at night, but you're going to have fireworks during the day in that panel, aren't you? I mean, that is just going to be extraordinary.
I think that's right.
I can't believe what's going to happen with those two.
Well, I think it's going to be a really interesting discussion, that one. And we are also very pleased because the new Isle of Wight MP, Bob Seeley, is going to be coming along as well.
I know, and he's going to be caught up in the thick of it, isn't he?
And he's going to be caught up in the thick of it. And Polly Toynbee's partner, David Walker.
Yes, and yes, of course, Lord Howard's wife, Sandra Howard,
yes,
is an acclaimed novelist in her own right, and she's going to be talking. She came in and had an interview with us last year, but she does a lot of really sort of fun books, often set in the 60s, because she was a Vogue model herself.
That's right, yes.
In the 1960s, so she's coming to talk about her latest book, I think.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say about Polly Toynbee, I understand she was actually born on the island, wasn't she? Well, there's some island connection, I think.
No, she was born on the island, and I think she was born in Hampstead. Didn't stay here very long,
right,
because her parents moved, but no, she was born on the island, so I think she's keen to come.
Oh, fantastic. That'll be really interesting.
Most of these people have got books out, haven't they?
Yes, most of them.
And you know, Bryony Gordon's going to be there. I think she writes for The Times, doesn't she?
Telegraph.
Telegraph, yeah. Is it? And Frank Gardner,
yes,
of course,
yes,
the BBC security correspondent.
He's on television a lot these days, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. And another huge favourite who's coming is Jenny Murray from Woman's Hour.
Yeah, that's true.
She's written a book. Oh, I can't quite find the name of it here. I think it's The History of Britain in 21 Women,
that's
something
correct,
like that.
Yes, yes.
Which sounds absolutely fascinating and a very clever idea as well.
Yes.
So Anthea, tell me what actually happens at the Literary Festival. How long do these people sort of talk for?
Well, the events are timed to be an hour.
Yeah.
And normally they'll talk for about 45 minutes, and then there's always an opportunity for questions from the audience.
Yes.
And in fact, for the politics panel, we're inviting people to post questions, if they're coming to the event, to post questions in a box we're going to have in the entrance.
Yeah.
And then some of those will be selected to put to the panel.
Fantastic. So it's a great opportunity for people, you know, who like these celebrities and these pundits to actually put questions to them themselves.
Yeah. make it a bit interactive.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Anthea, stick with us, because I'm going to just slip in a little bit of share now, and then can we talk to you about Northwood House, where the venue is going to be, and all the other things that are going on around it, because there's not only music. I think you're doing quite a lot for young people as well, to get them involved in the literary world. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes after some share and Just Like Jesse James. Just Like Jesse James. I'm gonna shoot you down, Jesse James. And that, of course, was Cher. What a great hit from the 90s. Now, we're here with Anthea Parker, who has put the programme together for the wonderful Isle of Wight Literary Festival, which is coming up in October. Starts on Thursday the 12th, goes on until Sunday the 15th. So it's a perfect time to come down for a long weekend to the island. And it's in a very, very beautiful place, isn't it, Anthea?
Yes, it's based at Northwood House in Cowes, a lovely 18th century Georgian mansion.
It's absolutely superb. There are murals all over the place. It's now in a sort of trust, and the trust does lots and lots of events there. There's lots going on at Northwood House on Cowes Week, and you may actually see more about Northwood House because on the Isle of Wight we are launching what's called Victoria's Island to go hand in hand with the film Victoria and Abdul, which comes out on the 15th of September, and it's on the trail. There are 13 or 14 different properties all over the island that have got something to do with Queen Victoria, stretching from Farringford at Freshwater, Newport Minster, the Prince Consort in Ryde, Ventnor Botanical Gardens. All of these places have got something to do with Queen Victoria. But it's only really at Northwood House and at Osborne that Queen Victoria used to dance with Prince Albert, because the Northwood House was owned by the Ward family. It was originally a very huge manor house with gardens stretching down as far as the sea, and they used to have a lot of high society balls there. So Queen Victoria and Prince Albert and their family all used to go there for these balls. And it's worth visiting in its own right, but it's rather splendid, isn't it, Anthea, because you build these marquees in the gardens, and often there are a number of talks going on at the same time, and people are scuttling from one centre to the next, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. We have up to about three talks going on at once, and in the house itself there's the ballroom and the drawing room that we have talks in. But then we also have a big marquee now,
yes,
which seats about 300, and that was very popular last year. And then we have another marquee where we have a cafe bar.
Yes, there's no need to actually leave. It's a bit like
no
a sort of campus university, isn't
no.
it? Yeah, no need to leave the premises.
And then we have an extensive bookshop selling the books that authors are talking about. And, of course, you don't have to buy tickets for the whole day or for the weekend. You can just buy them for individual events.
No, I think that's wonderful because, one problem, you know, we are known as a festival island, but people think, well, it can get very expensive. I mean, when Bestival was here, you know, people were having to pay up to about £200 for the whole weekend. The great thing is your prices start at about £6, don't they?
Yes, £6, £9 and a few events at £12.
Yeah.
It's incredibly good value. And what I really like, Anthea, is that I can go with James and we might want to hear different speakers. So we can go and spend the day together at Northwood House, pursue our own interests, and then meet up in the cafe afterwards and sort of compare notes. And it's such a fantastic atmosphere there last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even stay in the evenings because I understand you've got a couple of parties going on. There's a Gypsy Jazz Band gramophone party, which is on Friday night from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. And also Jackie Hicks and Martin Shaw on the Saturday night from 8:30 to 10:45. Some great singers there. Some great music, so people can spend the whole time at Northwood House or just come along for one talk.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we'll combine the talk with then going to the jazz or
exactly.
Whatever.
Now, there's some great value offers as well. I'd just like to sort of highlight these because, first of all, in previous years you've done sort of day passes, but sometimes you don't like all the speakers in one day. So I understand now you're doing a sort of special offer where there's a discount if you buy six tickets or more.
Yes, the offer is that if you buy six or more of the £9 tickets, which is the vast majority of the events are £9 per person, you get a 10% discount.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And of course, it doesn't mean you yourself have to go to six events.
Yeah.
You can club together with other people and buy six or more events, and you will get that discount.
Oh, that, you've let the secret out of the bag.
Or a couple coming together, obviously, you know.
That's like Prue Leith saying, don't watch the adverts in the middle of the new Bake Off on Channel 4, because you can skip them if you record it. But that's a very, very good tip. So I think Judith and I are going to do that.
Absolutely.
It's great, actually, for husbands and wives, because often, you know, we don't actually want to go to the same talk. I'd like to go to the politics ones. Judith would like to go to the literature ones.
Or if you've got a large group who want to go to, say, Andrew Marr,
yeah,
then they can all buy their tickets.
That's that's a very good idea. The other offer there is because I understand you're sponsored
I've made a
by
mistake,
Red Funnel.
Actually. I've just realised.
Go on.
Because he isn't one of the £9 events, he's one of the
£12 events.
So
oh, don't worry about
that.
That
doesn't apply, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. He's running off with all the cash.
Yeah.
Don't worry. The other offer is, because you're sponsored by Red Funnel, I think there's 20% off vehicle returns from Southampton to East Cowes. It couldn't be easier, unless, of course, the floating bridge is out of action, so we're praying that's not going to happen. But if you go to the Red Funnel website, there are details, if you're coming over from the mainland, as to how to get that 20% off.
And that's also on our own Isle of Wight Literary Festival website as well, all these...
Well, let's just read out what that is, because that's got all the details of speakers, all the details of the weekend itself. It's isleofwightliteraryfestival.com. Please don't do what Asda do and spell white the wrong way.
No.
If you're on the mainland, of course, we are W-I-G-H-T, not W-H-I-T-E, which our local Asda seems to think. Anyway, they've had to pulp all of their plastic bags as a result. But I'll just give you that website one more time. It's www.isleofwightliteraryfestival.com. And Judith and I are going to be there. Anthea is going to be there. I'm hoping that Kieran and Tom in the studio are also going to come. And there's some brilliant people. We're really looking forward to it, Anthea. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
And we'll have more things to do on the island after some Ollie Murs. You. Callum Beattie, and we are stars. We certainly are stars here at Vectis Radio, aren't we, boys?
Yes.
Now, listen, we're really excited here at Vectis Radio. If you're listening to us on the mainland, we're just about to go FM, and you may even be able to get us on the mainland. We're going to be all over the island FM. Really excited about it. But in the meantime, keep listening to us at www.vectisradio.com when you come to visit the Isle of Wight, and you'll hear all about the fantastic things that are going on. And talking about hearing things, this weekend, the hills on the island are going to be alive with the sound of scooters, aren't they?
I can't wait.
It really is an extraordinary festival. I mean... I don't know how many... I've got to count one day how many festivals we've got on the Isle of Wight.
It's certainly... Especially in
20
the,
30, isn't it?
The last few years, it's definitely bumped up.
Yeah, I know. Every single weekend, there is some sort of festival going on. There's the Festival of the Sea, there's the Scooter Rally, there's the Isle of Wight Festival, there's the Garlic Festival. But anyway, this time, it's Bank Holiday weekend, the 24th to the 27th of August, of course. So if you're listening to this on catch-up, you might have missed it. But if you're here on the island, you're not going to miss it, because the whole of the island is a buzz, isn't it, with the sound of scooters.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, we were teasing you last week, Kieran, because you've got a Lambrusco, haven't you?
I've got a Lambrusco, yeah.
It's actually a Lambretta, isn't it?
No, it's an LML. It's not even a Vespa.
Oh, is it not?
It's a remake. It's like the Piaggio used to... create them, and then they sold them on to a different company.
Right.
But I think it is still Piaggio. It's just not a Vespa anymore.
But basically, we get thousands and thousands of people on vintage scooters coming over to the island.
Yeah, well, there's some here now.
Yeah.
I've gone past and given a little nod.
And the festival sort of is at Smallbrook Stadium, as I understand it.
Yeah, there's also a lot down Ryde Seafront, but yes.
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about the music as well, because... Mm. I don't know about you. Well, tell me about your scooter. What do you love so much about your scooter?
Filtering.
Filtering? What does that mean?
Oh, it's when you... If you don't want to sit in traffic...
Oh, that's called filtering, is it?
Yeah, you can go through it. It's just... It's incredible.
I mean...
Whoever thought of that?
I just thought that was annoying overtaking and undertaking, but...
Yeah.
It's called filtering. Oh,
filtering, yeah.
Fabulous. But, you know, your Vespa, it's an unusual one. It's purple. It's got a lovely scrape down the side from when... from when you crashed on the way to the Messina College. Yeah,
yeah.
To Fame the Musical, I remember that. Now, if the people on the scooter rally were to see your scooter, Kieran, what would they say? Would they say, ooh, this is a nice one, or would they say,
where's the girl attached with that scooter?
Right.
Probably.
Yeah. Could you get a girl on that? Is the engine big enough?
Yeah, the engine's big enough. Right. But legally I can't. But then again, part of the charm.
I see. Yeah, well, you see all these Italian films, don't you? Of course, you've got to have a helmet on, and in the Italian films, they don't.
Yes, well.
What about this thing that, you know how if you smoke a pipe, you've also got to have a beard. It's compulsory. What about this thing, if you're on a scooter, you've got to listen to ska music?
See, yes and no. I personally do. Skank.
Oh, a skank.
Or a Northern Soul jig.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Well, I mean, it all stretches back to the sort of mods, doesn't it, I suppose? And there is this sort of real mods vibe coming through. The thing that I was going to say is there's a lot of this music that's going to be taking place in Ryde.
Yes.
Particularly at the Ryde Pavilions Bar and the Balcony Bars Club in Ryde. We've got some great lineups coming this weekend. There's the Small Fakers, which is the tribute, the only tribute, in fact, in
Small
the UK
Faces.
To the Small Faces. That's right. And the High Watts, I don't know any of these people, I'm afraid. Dave Wakeling's The Beat. But, you know, there are lots of two-tone bands.
Yes, two-tone.
And The Beat is one of those, which was formed in Birmingham in 1978. Can you believe it?
It's a while.
So, if you're here on the island,
yeah,
don't be surprised if you see scooters all over the place, because on Sunday, they normally go for a tour around the whole of the island. So if you're driving on the island, please do take a little bit of extra care.
Yes.
And also, if you have 30,000 scooters in front of you when you're going over the downs, don't worry. I mean, just drive slowly and let the whole thing happen. It's just part of the sort of crazy scene that we have on the island.
Quite peculiarly, though, probably about 4 years ago, I used to hate Scooter Weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I never liked scooters or...
Just because it was so noisy?
Yeah, I hated it. I didn't find it interesting to watch or anything, and now I'm taking part in it. Which is crazy, isn't it?
That is crazy. Okay. Well, listen, we got to get out of this place because there are going to be a load of scooters. That's a that's a great link to the animals.
Girl, it's a better life for me and you.
Here's the animals. We've got to get out of this place. I hope you're not thinking that at home, because you've got plenty more of us today. It's James, Judith, Kieran, Tom, and we're here with the Visit Isle of Wight show for the next 15 minutes. And it's a very, very important day today, because it's the 23rd of August when we're recording this. And today, something brand new has opened on the island, except, of course, it's very old. But for the first time, you're going to be able to visit Farringford House. And Farringford House, of course, is the home of Alfred Lord Tennyson, that amazing Victorian poet. And he was the centre of the Freshwater Circle, a circle of artistic bohemian friends who lived in and around Freshwater, and who were the celebrities of the artistic world of the Victorian era. They included Julian Margaret Cameron, who was the doyenne of photography at the time. A lot of people at the time didn't think her photographs were very good. They thought they were out of focus and didn't have proper depth of field. But today she is considered perhaps the grandmother of current portrait photography. I mean, the relevance of Julie Margaret Cameron to photography today cannot be underestimated, and you can still visit her home at Dimbler Lodge in Freshwater. Now, the other people, of course, in that circle included Lewis Carroll. Charles Dodgson, of course, was his real name, who was an Oxford professor at Christ Church in Oxford, and G.F. Watts, who was the most famous painter in the United Kingdom in the Victorian age.
G.F. Watts?
Yeah, G.F. Watts. Nobody really knows a great deal about G.F. Watts today, but he was the most celebrated portrait painter in the whole kingdom in the Victorian age.
And his first wife was the very famous actress Ellen Terry.
Yeah.
And she was a member of this illustrious group, the Freshwater Circle, who gathered around Alfred Lord Tennyson and Freshwater.
Yeah.
Lots of others as well. For example, Edward Lear, who wrote all that lovely nonsense poetry.
Yes.
An amazing artist called Helen Allingham, who painted beautiful scenes of cottages and cottage gardens.
Yeah.
And her husband, who was a poet, William Allingham.
Yeah, so in the 19th century, Freshwater was like Soho. It was just a sort of creative hub.
Yeah.
And a lot of... it's very funny because, you know, today we think about people wanting to escape... from the press and escape from the media and Twitter and Facebook and all those sorts of things.
Privacy.
Well, the press was just as invasive in the 19th century. And one of the reasons for all these artists coming down from London and settling at Freshwater was that this was a way of getting away from the public.
Yeah.
And getting away from the public gaze. So I suppose these days people would go off to the Cotswolds, to Soho House in the Cotswolds or something like that. But in those days, they came down to Freshwater. And the centre of all of this was this house, Farringford. Now, Farringford, I think, became rather dilapidated. And it's just been done up. And it's as it was when Alfred Lord Tennyson lived there. And you can only go around, starting today... with two guided tours per day, but you have to book those in advance. And they have spent a fortune making the house as it was in Lord Tennyson's day and making the gardens as beautiful as they were then as well. So Judith and I are really, really excited about this. It's going to be a fascinating place to visit. And if you want to find out more about it, just go to www.farringford.co.uk. So it's Farring Ford.co.uk. Really pumped up to go and see it, and I think we're going to do that in the next few weeks. We're back after a few ads and some Texas. You're listening to Texas and Let's Work It Out. That's it from the Visit Isle of Wight show for another fortnight, and we'll be back with you very, very soon.
The Visit Isle of Wight show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today. www.vectisradio.com.